Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 33.
And this is the berakah with which Moshe, the man of Elohim, barak the children of Yisrael before his death. And he said,
Yahuwah came from Sinai and rose from Seir for them. He shone forth from Mount Paran and came with 10,000s of Kodeshim, at his right hand a law of fire for them. Indeed, he loves the peoples, all his Kodeshim are in your hand. And they sat down at your feet, receiving your words.
Moshe commanded us a Torah, an inheritance of the assembly of Yaakov. And he was sovereign in Yeshurun, when the heads of the people were gathered, the tribes of Yisrael.
Let Reuven live and not die, and let his men be numbered.
And this of Yehuda, and he said,
Hear, Yahuwah, the voice of Yehuda, and bring him to his people. His hands shall fight for him, and you be a help against his enemies.
And of Lewi, he said,
Your Tumim and your Urim belong to your kind one, whom you tried at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Merivah, who said of his father and mother, I have not seen them. And he did not acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have guarded your word and watched over your covenant. They teach your right rulings to Yaakov and your Torah to Yisrael. They put incense before you and a complete burnt offering on your altar. O Yahuwah, barach his strength and accept the work of his hands. Strike through the loins of those who rise against him and of those who hate him, that they rise no more.
Of Binyamin, he said,
Let the beloved of Yahuwah dwell in safety by him, shielding him all the day as he dwells between his shoulders.
And of Yosef, he said,
Baruch of Yahuwah is his land, with the choicest from the Shamayim, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the choice fruits of the sun, with the choice yield of the months, with the finest of the ancient mountains, with the choicest of the everlasting hills, with the choicest of the earth and all that fills it, and the good pleasure of him who dwelt in the bush. Let it come on the head of Yosef and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His splendor is like a firstborn bull, and his horns are like the horns of the wild ox. With them he pushes the peoples to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Menashe.
And of Zebulun, he said,
Rejoice, O Zebulun, in your going out, and Yisachar, in your tents. They call peoples to the mountain, there they bring offerings of righteousness. For they draw from the riches of the seas, and treasures hidden in the sand.
And of God, he said,
Baruch is he who enlarges God. He dwells as a lion, and shall tear off the arm, also the crown. And he chose the best for himself, for there the portion of the lawgiver was hidden. And he came with the heads of the people, the righteousness of Yahuwah he did, and his right rulings with Yisrael.
And of Dan, he said,
Dan is a lion's cub that leaps from Bashan.
And of Naphtali, he said,
O Naphtali, satisfied with pleasure and filled with the beracha of Yahuwah, possess the west and the south.
And of Asher, he said,
Asher is most baruch of sons. Let him be accepted by his brothers and dip his foot in oil. Your sandals are iron and bronze, and your strength as your days. O Yeshurun, there is no one like El, riding the Shamayim to help you, and on the clouds in his excellency. The Elohim of old is a refuge, and beneath are everlasting arms. And he drives out the enemy from before you and says, Destroy! Thus Yisrael dwells in safety, the fountain of Yaakov alone, in a land of grain and new wine. His Shamayim also drop down dew. Baruch are you, O Yisrael! Who is like you? A people saved by Yahuwah, the shield of your help, and he who is the sword of your excellency. And your enemies are subdued for you, and you tread down their high places.